So in our gospel today, we have what I'm going to refer to as the piety triad. What is a triad? Well, it's a term from music that's a very simple chord that has three notes. What is called the tonic, which is the first degree of the scale, the median, which is the third degree, and the dominant, which is the fifth degree. So 1, 3, and 5. And in music, these three degrees of the scale are so important. Music usually moves from what's called the first degree, the tonic, to the dominant, which is the fifth degree, and then it can move all around in between, but it's always going to come back to the dominant or down to the tonic. And if it doesn't, you're just left with this feeling that that music is not resolved in the way that it should. And then that third note that's called the median kind of changes the complexity or the color or the tone of the chord. It can be either a major chord, which is going to be kind of a happy sound, or it can be a minor chord, which is kind of a sad sound. But in music, what's so beautiful about these three notes, this triad, is they shape the beautiful complexity that we can then hear in amazing composers and contemporary music, and how we know music stirs our soul. Well, just as in music, this basic triad can then be used in a complexity of ways, so too in the spiritual life, there is the piety triad, made up of three things: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. What's interesting about this is that prayer is the center of the triad. And just as that third note, the median, can change the tone or the color of the music, so too Jesus wants us to know that at the center of our life is our life of devotion with the Lord. And here's the beautiful thing about this reading from the gospel. Jesus is wanting us to understand something that I know I find difficult to appropriate, and that is that our Father is in secret, and that there is a way that He, the Lord, is inviting us into this deepening life of interior trust and confidence in the Lord. I think, like many of us, I struggle with, well, what are people thinking of me? How am I coming across? What kind of impression am I making? And Jesus seems to understand how challenging this is for us. But we find that true freedom when we are growing and saying, Lord, I want this deepening relationship with You that is a relationship of the interior life. And so when we come to Mass or when we pray on our own, Jesus says there's a certain reward that we will receive when we are growing and saying, Lord, I trust in You. And part of that reward is a deepening sense of a kind of self-assurance and self-confidence that's not just based on me, but based on how God sees me. And so I'm able to learn more and more to see myself in relation to how God sees me, and then less preoccupied with how other people see me. And Jesus says, as we can cultivate and grow in this kind of relationship, there will be a reward that we receive, and it's a reward in the heart. Well, that's the third degree of our scale, right? Let's go back to what's called the tonic. And the tonic, says Jesus, is almsgiving. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, there's a beautiful phrase that says the following: acts of almsgiving are particularly delightful to the Lord. Why is that? Because almsgiving is that true giving of our resources to those who cannot pay us back. And so it is a true act of generosity. And as we learn to live in such a way to show that kind of generosity towards others, we then come into that deepening relationship with the Lord. Because in a very real way, we are, by our actions, embodying the grace and generosity of God. So we've got the tonic, almsgiving, because alms are particularly delightful to the Lord. We have the third degree of the scale, our prayer. And what's the fifth degree? What we could call fasting, or forms of self-denial. Now, I don't know about you, but I find this of the three acts of piety the most challenging. Because we live in a culture, we live in a world where I've got this great fridge that just has all sorts of good stuff in it, and it's just so easy to go and comfort myself with food or whatever substance it might be. And so to learn the way of self-denial is very important, because as we're learning to do this, we're acknowledging how dependent we are upon the Lord. And so throughout our lives, to cultivate the piety triad of almsgiving, prayer, and self-denial, and to take to heart our Lord's teaching, will allow us to discover something that's beautifully written in an Old Testament book called the Book of Tobit. And here we have this verse. In Tobit chapter 12, verse 8, prayer is good, accompanied by fasting, almsgiving, and righteousness. Prayer is good when accompanied by fasting, almsgiving, and it's interesting here, and righteousness. That is the heart of what Jesus is saying. That we discover what it is for the Father to reward us when our lives are being rightly ordered according to his kingdom. That's the meaning of righteousness, the right ordering of our lives. In our first reading from the book of Kings, Elisha has a heart that desires righteousness. And in some ways, this text is so foreign to us because it just seems so unreal to anything we have perhaps experienced. But I think the key point here is the following, that as Elisha kept his eye on Elijah, who was going to be assumed to heaven, then he, Elisha, would have the right perspective on his life and his ministry. That it was completely dependent upon heaven-sent grace. May we discover in our own lives how the life of piety, established through almsgiving, prayer, and self-denial, can then allow us, so to speak, make beautiful music, so that we can, with this basic rudiment of our faith, be able to live freely in the Lord. Amen.